I'm Brian Milligan, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. Matthew 5:5 says, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." In the Beatitudes, at the very beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus describes the ideal heart condition of those who belong to the kingdom of God. In verse 5, he says, "Blessed are the meek." So, what is meekness, and how do we show meekness in our lives? In our present culture, most people would not consider meekness to be a virtue. Our entertainment and our news feeds, and especially our social media feeds, are saturated with celebrities, athletes, politicians, and influencers who promote themselves and their ideas with little humility and little concern for those watching and listening. But Jesus doesn't call us to live a life filled with pride and vanity. He says, "Blessed are the meek." And when he says this in the Sermon on the Mount, he is likely quoting from Psalm 37, verse 11, which says, "But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity." And if we go back a few verses in that psalm, we begin to see some of the characteristics of the meek. In verse 5, the psalmist says, "Commit your way to the Lord." Now, the Hebrew word here for commit means to roll. So, to roll your way to the Lord means to hand over your problems and frustrations and fears to God, admitting that you can't climb out of the valleys all alone. It also means to hand over your victories and happiness and blessings because you want to give God the glory for the good things happening in your life. Verse 5 also says, "Trust in Him." The meek know that God is faithful and is working for their good. They know that even when the walls are crashing down around them, God is true to His promises. He is for them, not against them. In verse 7, we read, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him." The meek have committed their way to the Lord, they have trusted that God will work for their good, and now they wait for Him to do that work. And this isn't an anxious waiting, it's a patient expectation that God is sovereign and working things out, even when we feel overcome by chaos. Now the rest of verse 7 and the beginning of verse 8 tells us that the meek fret not over the one who prospers in his way, and that they refrain from anger. The meek have trusted that God will work for their good, and so they will not lash out in anger and bitterness when the world seems to be getting its way. James chapter 1 gives us another view of meekness. Verses 19 through 21 say this, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls." Being slow to speak and slow to anger doesn't mean we just sit back and watch things happen. Jesus showed us how to be meek. In his encounter with the Pharisees and the woman accused of adultery, Jesus didn't immediately argue back with the Pharisees. Instead, he stooped down and waited for the right time to say, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw the first stone." And we read in other parts of the Gospels how Jesus even became angry with the Pharisees. Being meek is doing the right thing at the right time. It's not about lacking passion, but it is about listening, learning, being wise, trusting God, and taking the right action. And so, what about the promise? What does it mean to inherit the earth? I find great hope in this promise. In a world where being meek isn't easy, we can put our trust in God, and He will deliver. And in a world where meekness is certainly not glamorous, we can rest in being a part of the kingdom of God, fellow heirs with Christ. So then, the promise of inheriting the earth is a great encouragement to us when we are having trouble being quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him and let God bless you abundantly. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.